If Congress doesn't pass a stopgap measure that includes it, federal emergency unemployment compensation will end for thousands of jobless Alaskans on Monday. President Obama would like to see federal unemployment benefits as part of a stopgap measure to avert the so-called fiscal cliff. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has the details.
Federal unemployment compensation now extends benefits for another 47 weeks for Alaskans who have run out of the state's 26 weeks of unemployment compensation. However, no matter how many of those 47 weeks a beneficiary has left, December 29th is the last payable week. Paul Dick is the director of the state's Unemployment Security Division in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, which administers the federal program.
Most of those folks will be without benefits. And this is a federal program, so, it's all tied to the fiscal cliff.
Alaska's unemployment benefits replace about a third of a worker's wages, on average $239 per week in Alaska, while they look for work. Dick says when federally funded unemployment payments end, nearly a quarter of Alaska's 23,000 unemployed will be impacted.
We estimate there will be 5,500 Alaskans who will be affected by the cessation of the emergency unemployment compensation.
Ron Creer is director of the State Division of Public Assistance in the Department of Health and Social Services. He says for the past couple of months, the state has been alerting people getting unemployment checks about the coming change.
The primary goal of for us and for the Department of Labor is to ensure that these folks have all the supports they need to find employment again as quickly as possible. And so we provide references towards the local job centers as well on a cover letter that includes links to the job center network information on the web.
Creer says resources available to people as they seek work include child care, nutrition for women, infants and children, heating assistance, and more.
Food stamps is, of course, a big one. Most of the people that are probably going to be losing emergency unemployment compensation benefits are probably not eligible for our other programs like adult public assistance. But if an individual is over 65 or they were a person with a disability and they've lost their employment, adult public assistance could be an option.
Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.